Health disparity in the U.S. is a problem among certain population groups, such as South Dakota's Native American communities. To help bridge the healthcare gap, the Rise Up program offers internships to young men and women from underserved areas who are interested in healthcare careers. The idea is that they will return and serve their home communities. The formal name for the program is Maternal and Child Health Careers Research Initiatives for Student Enhancement Undergraduate Program, or MCHC Rise Up. It was launched in 2012 with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The University of South Dakota Sanford School of Medicine Center and its Center for Disabilities is one of three training sites, along with Johns Hopkins University and the University of Southern California. Interest in the program at USD has grown. In 2012, there were 18 eligible applicants and 8 internships awarded. This year, there were 65 eligible applicants and 10 internships awarded. The 10-week Summer Rise Up Summer Internship Program began last month. Tyler Hemmingson is Rise Up Coordinator and Recruitment Specialist at USD. He joins us on the line. And Tyler Hemmingson, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'd like to go back to the beginning of this program to understand where it came from. What are the roots of Rise Up, and how did it get started?
Absolutely. So the Rise Up program is a CDC-funded initiative, and so it's really got a couple main focuses. One of the focuses is to increase the diversity of the public health workforce, and another is to improve the quality of public health services provided to communities that are at risk for high rates of preventable disease and premature death, which we refer to collectively as health disparities. And we know that individuals from communities that are more highly, you know, disproportionately affected by health disparities are more likely to go back and serve those communities. And so that was really the initiative behind the CDC's desire to fund the program. So Kennedy Krieger Institute was one of four large universities that received funding to carry out the program. The other universities are Columbia University, the University of Michigan, Morehouse College, and Kennedy Krieger Institute decided, you know, this is a national initiative. This is something from the CDC. Let's also create national sort of accountability for solving health disparities. So they reached out to the University of Southern California at Los Angeles and then to the University of South Dakota here at the Health Science Center. So that's really the origin of the program.
So why did they reach out to the USD School of Medicine? Was this something that that they saw that this was an area where they could benefit from the Rise Up program?
Yeah, I think that would be accurate. You know, South Dakota is very unique in that many health disparities exist in tribal and other rural populations, as well as in some of our urban populations. And I think the reason why we were chosen is because we really have a lot of opportunities for students to learn about the challenges faced by healthcare providers that are trying to serve those rural and tribal populations. We have a lot of considerations in regard to access to care, whether that's, you know, the physical geography of the state being so spread out and so sparsely populated, or access to care by individuals that don't have insurance coverage, you know. So there were a lot of concerns there, and I think Kennedy Krieger Institute as a university decided that this would be a great place for students to understand, you know, the sort of challenges faced by our rural and tribal communities.
So where do the students come from that are affiliated with what's happening at USD in connection with the Rise Up program?
Great question. So that's part of my job as recruitment specialist. Some of the students are local, and we really encourage our local students to apply if possible, but it is a national program. And all applications are online. So we've had students from Texas and Washington, Nebraska, you know, kind of all over, not only the Midwest region, a little bit outside of that, but a lot of our students that we've had great success with are local students as well. So they come right here from University of South Dakota and South Dakota State University and our local communities. So it's really a great mix.
So is this a summer internship program?
It is, yeah. It's 10 weeks long. It takes place first with an orientation, which is maybe one of the more exciting components of the program. The first week is spent traveling to Baltimore, to Johns Hopkins Hospital and Kennedy Krieger Institute, where students receive an orientation from the faculty there. And after that, they travel to the CDC. And so I'd mentioned earlier that we have the those four partner institutions, those large ones, the students actually will meet up with about 200 students from across the nation that are all very interested in public health work and health disparities. So it's a really exciting opportunity for them, to participate in that. And then after that, they come to South Dakota for the remaining 9 weeks of the program, where they're placed in internships working with public health professionals.
Now, as I mentioned, the eligible applicants numbers that are involved, not just here at the USD Rise Up program, but the other sites as well that's been growing. What are the eligibility requirements to be involved in this program?
Yeah, students that meet our eligibility requirements must be juniors, seniors, or have graduated within 12 months of their bachelor's degree program and the start of our program. And I believe the GPA requirement is a 2.5 or higher. And there's no specific bachelor's degree that a student has to, hold. They don't have to be interested specifically in public health as their degree area. It's more of, I'd like to gain exposure to the program.
So what is the ultimate goal then for these students for later in their careers? We mentioned the idea is that they would go back to these communities, but are we looking at a broad range of careers within the realm of healthcare?
Very much so, yeah. So most of the students that come here are very interdisciplinary in nature. We have some students that are really interested in nursing and being physicians and physical therapists, and some that are purely interested in public health and epidemiology and really the entire spectrum of public health, which is a very comprehensive and interdisciplinary field. So the nice thing about our program is it tries to really give students very unique exposures to public health, and it provides mentorship that helps students not only see themselves as they are in their internship, but also sort of envision themselves as leaders. So when they go back to their communities, they will not only be a public health professional, but hopefully they'll really be leading the charge in creating unique strategies to improve health outcomes for those communities.
Is one of the eligibility requirements that the students come from one of these underserved areas where there is the health disparities?
So it's not a requirement. We strongly encourage students from those areas to apply. It is a federally funded program, so all applicants from all walks of life, as long as they fall within, the bachelor's degree requirements and the GPA requirements, are all eligible to apply and encouraged to apply as well. So it's really about that passion for public health and for serving vulnerable and underserved populations.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. My guest is Tyler Hemmingson. He's Rise Up Coordinator and Recruitment Specialist at USD. And as I mentioned, the number of eligible applicants is growing. Is this it sounds like it's a very competitive program?
Yes, very competitive. And one of the fortunate things for us, because it is a national program, has that national scope, and we do get applicants from across the country, sort of one of the things that we really enjoy seeing is, even though it is very competitive, a lot of our local students are really competing well with their national counterparts. So it's just really exciting to see that, we sort of are growing them locally, and this is just another one of those building blocks to help them, get to where they envision themselves as leaders in the future.
Why do you think this program is growing, that you're getting the increasing number of applicants?
Well, we hope that it's because we're doing a good job. And I think part of it, too, is that as students learn about resources in the state, like the Rise Up program and some of the other, the partners that we place them with, and as they start to, as the program starts to really build a name, and students are looking at themselves in the future and sort of where they want to be, they're really seeing it as, this is a unique opportunity that I won't really get anywhere else. It's not necessarily the same as being, like a CNA or some other type position. It's got a different spin to it. And so I think sort of the uniqueness is very much a part of the success of this program.
I know that the USD Sanford School of Medicine has other programs to help with rural health care, access to rural health care. Do you see that perhaps part of the growth here in the Rise Up program is an increase in the understanding that this is an area, particularly here in South Dakota and the Midwest, that there's this strong need for doctors and nurses and other healthcare workers?
Absolutely. I think it's pretty apparent to anyone that, you know, kind of keeps up with the health scenario or the health situation in South Dakota that we are really lacking professionals that are willing to sort of live in our rural state and serve our rural communities. And so, yeah, I think as people recognize the need and see that they have skills and they could contribute and be a large part of that process, you know, the interest definitely grows.
How does USD work with the other sites and the other institutions that are a part of this program? Is this very much sort of a collaborative and cooperative sort of a venture?
It is. We're very fortunate. So on the national scope, I mentioned the orientation process in that first week that takes place. But following that first week, we connect very regularly. Students have a course online that they follow up with other classmates and their instructors. And this is across the consortium, including Sioux Falls, Baltimore, and California. But then also, Fridays are reserved for our instructional education. And on Fridays, we web conference with those other sites. So it's a really nice opportunity to exchange information about, you know, what health disparities look like in Sioux Falls versus Baltimore and California, and, you know, any commonalities that might exist, and then any unique challenges. And hopefully that information sharing process is something that will add to the skills and abilities of each of the students in the program.
What are some of those challenges that are different comparing Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Baltimore, and the things that these different areas have in common?
Yeah, great question, and it really depends on the area. But I would say one of the things that's really stuck out to me over the past few years as a unique to South Dakota challenge is we really have been, as a state, looking towards distance technology, such as, you know, video conferencing for delivering healthcare to places that, you know, maybe don't have a primary care physician or, you know, some sort of a nurse or PA in that area. And so that's something that when we share, you know, with students in Baltimore, you know, there's not a question of whether or not it's someone there. It is, you know, in the area. It's a question of, does this person have access, you know, to insurance or something like that. So I think that's one of the things, you know, South Dakota, our distance and our rural, sparsely populated nature, you know, causes a lot of challenges just for people knowing where resources are and how they can get themselves to healthcare facilities.
After a couple of years now of the Rise Up program, has it been possible to measure its success so far?
It has, yeah. And an article was recently submitted to the Journal of Maternal and Child Health, and that article demonstrated our, you know, successful placements of students, you know, from the Rise Up program into public health programs and MD programs and other public health type work, which was very successful. And in addition, though, I think just the personal success stories that we've seen here are a great way. I love sharing stories. So one of our Native American students, just as an example, who was very successful in the health sciences program at the University of South Dakota, participated in the Rise Up program a couple of years ago. And just, you know, out of an interest in public health, and is now employed full-time doing public health research in the same facility that he spent his summer in, and is also the vice president of the South Dakota Public Health Association at this point. So it's just really nice to see that strong leadership presence as a result partially of the Rise Up program.
So how do you see the future of the Rise Up program? Do you see it growing and changing in some ways?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. One of the nice things about the national network that we have in our national consortium is that as a consortium, we're always looking towards the future, towards how we can increase what we already do, how we can increase the presence of public health professionals out in communities that really need them. So we've worked on a few initiatives that we hope to continue to push forward. And I think hopefully as we gain success here and gain some momentum, we'll continue to move that direction.
Tyler Hemmingson is Rise Up Coordinator and Recruitment Specialist at the University of South Dakota Sanford School of Medicine and its Center for Disabilities. For more information about the Rise Up program, you can visit kennedykrieger.org/riseup. And Tyler Hemmingson, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. Take care.